Yeah.
That's what they're emphasizing.
Good.
But I think it would be on account of Lincoln, and of course your great aim is the unity of our country in the eyes of the world.
Good.
I haven't forgotten what you said there at the meeting.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yes.
Yes. I've plagiarized without quoting you.
Good.
And several occasions making remarks, the great aim of the president is the unity of our people.
Good.
And as in the eyes of the world, what it represents and so forth. I want you to know I thoroughly approve, God bless you, of what you've done in these things in South Vietnam, and the matter, you know, that I'm solidly behind you.
I sure do, and I appreciate it very much.
Well, absolutely and unconditionally. Hell, if there's going to be any negotiations, and I'm not even thinking of that. We've got to negotiate from a position of strength.
That's exactly right.
God damn it, if they get us in there. And of course, as I said in one statement, I didn't see it call, I said, quoted, may have been, as General de Gaulle has a perfect right to establish the foreign policy of France, but he's trying to establish the foreign policy of the United States, West Germany, and other countries.
That's right.
I'll tell Mel then that I talked with you, and look into it, will you?
I'll sure be glad to, and I'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Are you going to be around today in at the office?
I'll be here. Harriet and I are going to... We usually take a ride about up past 3 or 4 o'clock. We get down usually to Mount Vernon, and we like to go down to Washington's birthplace. And Harriet stops and gets some ice cream or something, you know. Or we go out to Rockville. So I'll be around. I'll be in the office here till about 4:15.
All right.
And then I'll be back at the hotel.
All right, I may call you a little later.
Thank you.
Bye.